Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Performance.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Joel Bucker's here, ladies and gentlemen. Joel is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, I'm very happy to say, coming up on his 8th year. Can you believe it? He's been spending time with us now for 8 years, and Joel is one of the top futurists of our time, and one of the smartest guys I know, the author of many books on things that you and I need to, perspectives you and I need to have as the future is racing toward us at light speed, including 5 regions of the future, including Future Edge. He's an outstanding filmmaker, and he's our good friend, Joel Bucker. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. Innovation at the Verge, that's the last film, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes,
and,
it is.
So, folks, you can find that at starthrower.com. Hey, Joel, you sent me something that I loved, a video of a flyover of Mars. A real video, not a this is not a dramatization, right?
Well, you know what it is. It's we've had a satellite actually Europe has had a satellite looking down on Mars for the last I don't know how long now, but they've been taking 3D pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And what they did is they took the matrix of pictures and created a it is an animation in the sense that you're flying, but it's on with real data on a real planet.
Right.
And when I sent you the note, I know you love to fly.
Yep.
And I said, just for the fun of it, you just love that. But from my point of view, I think your audience should think about showing their children that.
Yeah.
Because I believe one of their children is going to be doing that in the next 20 years.
Well, and what fascinated me was seeing the riverbeds that they charted.
And the
so this, I mean, folks, this wasn't some little streak across the sand. These were deep, like the Colorado River going through the Grand Canyon, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly the.
I mean,
this was major
liquid of some kind.
Yep.
Assuming it's water going through these things. And how long ago would this have been? How many billions of years ago would this have been? It's fascinating. And so the thing that's interesting though, Joel, as you know, we've got a couple of rovers up there. We've had one failed attempt, I think, at a rover, and there's a bunch of other folks studying Mars. It takes 7-8 months to get there in a spaceship.
Best case.
And have you seen the group that's planning on colonizing Mars?
Yes, isn't that something? They ask for people to go one way.
That's right. There's no way to get them back. They say, once you get there, that's Mars will be your home.
Now, you know, I was really dubious about that. But one of the things that I've seen recently, I can't give you the exact reference right now, but if you did Mars buildings. They're talking about sending 3D printers to print the buildings using the sand of Mars. And I never would have thought that. But, you know, as soon as you hear it, you go, but of course, then you don't have to take very much at all. You just need to take the glue and the machine.
Well, that's what I was wondering. How do you, when they were talking about that, I'm thinking, okay, how do you find what you need up there? I mean, it's not like we came to America, we cut down trees, right?
Yeah. Well, you've got to have protection. The big thing is that if you don't have a shelter and a way to seal things up, you're not going to be there very long. I mean,
you can't exist on the surface up by yourself.
Not very long.
Yeah.
But this way, you know, all of a sudden it starts to, you know, some stuff starts to make sense. These pieces start coming together.
So what do you think 20 years hence, what do you think about what we'll know, what we'll be doing with Mars?
I think we'll be on Mars. 20 years hence.
Two round trip or one way?
I would be amazed if we would let human beings go one way, but see that happening.
Yeah.
But it flies in the face of, you know, in a sense we look at it and say that's a suicide mission.
Well, there's all kinds of ethical issues on.
Oh boy.
I've been since I saw that, I've been trying to imagine the different layers of ethical challenges you have with this.
Yeah. Yep. You know, you can imagine listening to them send their radio stations as they're dying.
Right.
You know,
yeah. But 5 years ago, we didn't think we could print 3D organs, human organs, with a printer either, right? So,
correct.
Who knows?
Correct.
20 years from now. So, folks, maybe in my life, Joe, maybe in our lifetime, a couple of folks who are a little long in the tooth, maybe in our lifetime we could see this.
Yep, that's what
I'd try to live for that, wouldn't you?
Maybe
we could go together, Joe. Maybe you and I should go. I know some people who would like to send me to Mars, Joe. Quick break. Stay with me. We'll be right back with Joe Barker.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.